Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you for that. And you know you're going to get smarter because you did. You always do, don't you? Especially today, because we got Pierce and Jane Howard in the building, so to speak. They're at least on the line. And as you know, Pierce is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. And he and Jane, his lovely partner in life and in business, are the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And they're our really good friends. Jane, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Delighted to be here.
It's good to have you back. And Pierce, of course, I had to say you last. I had to get Jane in here first. Welcome, Pierce.
A pleasure as always.
So what is the news in the personality at work front, Jane? What have you guys been working on lately?
We've been dealing with change. Lots of things are changing in our business, and I suspect many of your small business owners are experiencing the same kind of thing.
Yep.
So we wanted to talk today about our personalities and how they relate to change, and then what that says in terms of our businesses and how we need to be prepared for that change.
So what you're saying is, now you guys have taught us over the years that our personalities are important. It's important to understand the personalities of the people who we hire, the people who, including our own personalities, for the jobs that we do, the different jobs that we do, for the accounting, the selling, the customer care, the management, all, et cetera, that there are certain personalities that lend themselves better to one job or the other. But so now you're saying we've got to pay attention to personality with regard to change?
What brought this up is we are considering moving to a different headquarters for our offices.
And you're thinking about moving to another city?
Another location, no.
Just another place. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. But in doing that, what do we need to be thinking about to prepare for that change? Because change is difficult. You have to prepare your people in your business if you're going to be going through that change.
Yeah, and do some personalities lend themselves better to change than others?
We're going to talk about that today, Jim, absolutely.
All right.
There's one particular scale that we talk about with regard to the five-factor model, and that is the middle scale, which has to do with how open we are to change. That's one of the aspects of the scale.
Hold on one second, Jane. Pierce, step in here for a minute. I'm going to let Jane take a breath for a second. For those who may not be familiar with the five-factor model, those who haven't been hearing you, haven't heard you on the show before, or maybe have forgotten, tick off the five-factor model for me real quick.
The letters that we will use are N, E, O, A, and C. N stands for need for stability, and it has to do with how we handle stress. E stands for extroversion, and it is how we deal with sensory bombardment, lots of action and activity and people. O stands for originality, how comfortable we are with change and novelty and complexity. A stands for accommodation. It's how we act around power and hierarchy, whether we tend to yield or hold out. C stands for consolidation, and it's how we behave with respect to goals. Do we tend to focus on goals like a serial processor, or do we tend to get easily distracted more like a parallel processor?
Right. So there you have the five factors, folks. These are the everybody now, and everybody, Jane, has some of all of these. We're just high or low or in the middle on one or the other of them.
Absolutely. It's a continuum.
Right. Okay, so some people or maybe high in one area and low in another area, and that makes them be not as good with change. We've all known people, maybe we are one of those people, who just can't, just any kind of change just really drives them crazy.
That's true. And typically, Jim, small business owners, entrepreneurs, tend to have a profile where they are very accepting of change. I mean, they've started this business. They've been doing it for a while. And then when the change comes along, they may think, oh, good, we're going to move into a larger building. We're going to be adding some people to our team. We're going to be using new technology. And all of a sudden, if you have some people who are not just like you in terms of welcoming that innovation, you need to do something.
Well, the other thing that happens for the owner, for the entrepreneur, himself or herself, the change began, the seed grew in our own minds. We've been working with this thing for a long time. By the time we drop it in the laps of our employees, you know, it's like 3 days from now we're going to make the change. That's when we run into problems. Quick break, 20 Tail, right back with Pierce and Jane Howard. Stay with us. Bit of Foreigner for you there. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friends Dr. Pierce Howard and Jane Howard, his partner in business and life. I like saying that, Jane. What is it? Is that okay with you?
Well, that's kind of the way I say it, Jim.
Yeah,
so you're
yeah.
Copying me.
That's what I say about my wife. She's my partner in business and life. Jane, I also say that I'm the reason we get invited to go places.
Uh-huh.
And she's the reason we get invited back. And Pierce, I bet you can identify with that, can't you?
I certainly can.
Okay, we're talking about the impact of personality on when there's a change that's being made. You know, Jane, I saw some research a few years ago that showed that something like 2/3 of people really dislike change immensely. They don't just sort of not like it. They don't like it a lot.
That would be true, because you've got about 1/3 of the population on each range of our continuum or our scale that we talk about with regard to being comfortable with change.
Right.
Yeah, the deal is, you know, on each of those 5 scales of the Big 5, there are going to be certain qualities that tend to be comfortable with change and certain qualities that tend to be resistant to change. And from an evolutionary point of view, that makes sense, because if we changed all the time, we'd never get anything done.
Right.
And so there's got to be stability, yet there's got to be change. So half the world goes for stability and half goes for change. And that's an eternal struggle, but a good one. But the question is, when there's a major change, what are those qualities that we need to address? And it all gets summed up under information. People tend to fear or resent or be puzzled by or otherwise unsettled by the unknown.
Mm-hmm. So what should we do, Jane?
We need to communicate, just like Pierce said. If we're going to make a change, we need to pull the people in our business together. We need to talk about it. We need to say, what are some of the likely problems? What are some of the likely opportunities? And we need to plan for those. And once we get people on board and get their involvement, they're going to buy into it more effectively. But we do need to realize that we're, as entrepreneurs, we're probably going to be the one who embraces that change first, and the other people that we've hired to do the more routine things in our business are going to take a while to get on board with the idea of the change.
So are you saying, Pierce, is Jane saying that we got certain people that we need to announce the change to differently, or we need to give them more time, or some people we need to help more than others?
Well, yes, but you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. We just because one the most basic information that everybody needs is why. What's the purpose? What's the goal? What are we trying to accomplish by this change? Now, people who are low on C tend to be more spontaneous, and they're going to be saying, oh, goody, you know, we're going to change. Something to distract me from the day-to-day.
They like something new every day, don't they?
But even those people benefit from knowing the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But the primary reason for telling the purpose of the change is to satisfy those goal-oriented people who are higher in C. They're not going to respect the change unless they know what the reason for it is. Are we going to save something? Are we going to accomplish more? Are we going to be happier? What's the reason behind this?
Well, Jane, I didn't mean that we would exclude somebody. We would tell the people who are not good at changing quicker than the other people. We'd obviously tell everybody at the same time, probably based on their need to know. But do we say to one person, okay, I'm telling you about this because I really know I can count on you to be a leader in this change that we're going through. But you know, we've got these other folks who are not like you. They're different. They have their qualities, but change, adopting and accepting change is not one of them. Will you help me bring them along? Can you do that?
Absolutely, Jim. That's a great technique because then you enlist their support and you make them change agents along with yourself.
Right.
Another quality that's very important to address is on the A scale. In a change situation, people who are high in A, wonderful team players, they tend to go along with what's expected of them, whereas the lower A tend to be more defiant and hold out for their what they want. So the problem in a change situation is the people lower in A are more likely to get bigger pieces of the pie.
Right.
And over time, the higher A people are more likely to suffer by not standing up for themselves. So with this aspect of change, there needs to be almost a one-on-one checking people's barometers. You know, what are your needs in this change? What's going to make this change more agreeable to you and that sort of thing, and make sure that people are okay and that the non-fighters in the group are not always having to deal in a group with the fighters.
Yeah, I was just thinking, Jane, as Pierce was talking about that, you need to have, you know, I can see the big meeting where you would tell everybody about the change, and one-third of your people jump up and they run out the door saying, "This is great, I'm ready to go right now," and they don't need any more information. You know, they're ready to go. Then maybe you need to have another meeting with people who need to take it a little slower.
And bring their questions.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about the one-on-one, but that's exactly what that other meeting could be, one-on-one, or it could be with two or three groups. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're visiting with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard. They're the authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. When we come back, I'm going to ask these two about the velocity of change. You've heard me talk about the velocity of change. How's that fit with all that they're telling us? Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. A little Jimmy for you there. Always have to have just a little bit of Jimi Hendrix in your life every once in a while. It's 7 till. I think I said that. I'm Jim Blassingame. I don't think I said that. I'm the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad to be here with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Both of them, use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Pierce's book, now in third edition, at least that I know of, is The Owner's Manual for the Brain. You don't get to a third edition, folks, without it being a darn good book. And it's a huge book. It's very interesting. Also written in plain English, I'm glad to tell you. But every manager that I know should have the Personality at Work book that they've written. The insights that you will get into how personality impacts the relative success of your business, the insights you will get will amaze you. So I recommend this to you completely. So Jane, remind us where they're available, please.
Jim, you can get those from Amazon or any major bookstore, and you can order them from our company, which is www.centacs.com.
All right, so check that out. And they can also find all the other things that you guys do there at syntax.com. Pierce, I've been saying for a long time that there's nothing new under the sun these days, even though it seems like everything's new, there's really nothing new, because a computer is just a fancy wheel. Over time, it's just become a wheel became a computer. But there is one thing that is different, and that's the velocity of change. Change is happening so much quicker than ever before. We used, when I was coming up, we create a product or a strategy or whatever we might be working on, and get it in place, get it established, and maybe we could take a breather and just operate with that for a while. In the 21st century, that's not the case. Things are changing much quicker than that. How are our personalities being affected by that?
Well, for one thing, you can't sit on past accomplishments. You can't sit on skills or knowledge that you mastered in the past. One of the things that we need in our organization are people who can learn on the fly. We need people who enjoy. They may learn one particular computer program this month, but the probability is that very soon they're going to have to learn another one and either forget about the old one or add to it. So the willingness to and ability to be comfortable with learning new skills and new bodies of knowledge is critical. It's more important in some jobs than others, but in each small business we know sort of where that is. But if there's nobody on our team that's comfortable with this continual having to scan the business environment for new information, new knowledge, new technology, if there's nobody comfortable with that, we may be in trouble.
Jane, it almost makes me think that some personality types are uncompetitive in the 21st century because of what we're talking about. What do you think?
Clearly, Jim, there are some people that just hang in there and they give up their position all day long, and they're just standing back. They're not concerned. I've worked in companies where people have said, well, this software is perfectly good. We don't need any change. And they may still be cranking out with something that's not even supported by the vendor anymore because there have been so many new versions that have come out. They're going to get in trouble when something goes wrong. They won't have access to help.
Well, but even the people that we hire, I mean, Pierce, if we hire people that let's say that their personality qualifies them to do the work that we need them to do, but their personality doesn't qualify them to deal with the change. Are we looking for a 21st century personality? I mean, it just seems to me that there's a different kind of personality set that we need in the 21st century than what we would do well with in the 20th century. What do you think?
Well, there's truth to that. There is so much information. That's one of the problems. There's so much more information available to us today than there was 100 years ago. The problem, however, is not that there's so much information, because we also have wonderful tools to deal with that information.
Right.
But nonetheless, we still need to scan all that information. One way to accomplish that in a small business is to try to spread it around the team so that no one person has to do all the scanning. It may be that one team member goes to a professional association, another one goes to a civic club to know what's happening in the community, another one reads a magazine.
And you also need to learn what to leave out, I think.
That's
another thing, what to not to read or to pay attention to. Hey, Jane and Pierce, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Pierce and Jane Howard, ladies and gentlemen, they'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.